USA Radio News.
Vice President Mike Pence on Saturday called Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh a man of integrity with impeccable credentials. With more on what Pence said at the Value Voters Summit, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence says under the Trump administration, the U.S. economy is proof that the American dream is working again for every citizen.
Since Election Day, job creators, large and small, have already created more than 4 million good-paying jobs across this country. Jobless claims haven't been this low in nearly 50 years, and we've reached record low unemployment for African Americans and Hispanic Americans.
Comcast outbid 21st Century Fox and its powerful backer Disney on Saturday in an auction for control of the European broadcaster Sky. Comcast's winning bid was $40 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Earlier this week, when President Trump was in North Carolina touring the damage that was done by Hurricane Florence, he had a little boy come up and ask the president for a hug. Well, the president obliged, and the video went viral. That little boy's name was Tucker Newton, and he joined Fox and Friends to say why he asked the president for a hug.
I don't know. I've always been a hugger, and I just wanted to be like, hey, let's hug the president.
Now, Newton's house wasn't affected by the flooding, but he talks about why he wanted to go help volunteer and help other people out.
We wanted to help them because even though our house wasn't touched, we wanted to make an impact. We wanted to help people in need that way.
A Missouri woman was sentenced to 74 years in prison on Friday for setting her nail salon on fire in 2015 to collect the insurance money. Now, this did result in the death of two Kansas City firefighters. In July, the woman was convicted on 2 counts of second-degree murder, arson, and assault. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Just over a month ago, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb announced approval of the first generic version of EpiPen, which is used to treat life-threatening allergies. Gottlieb was asked what sort of response he's received since the drug has been approved.
We got a lot of response from parents and some directly to my mailbox, but this is what we call a complex drug. It's hard to copy. And so for a long time, no one was able to bring a copy of this drug to the market. We've invested a lot of resources in trying to create a pathway for copies of these complex drugs to come to market. So this is one indication, I think, of the success we're having. There are going to be other complex drugs, generic drugs that are coming to market that's a result of some of the things we've set in motion.
Gottlieb was then asked why Mylan does have a monopoly on the EpiPen.
Well, there's been some scientific obstacles to developing copies and proving that the copy drug is the same as a branded drug when it comes to these hard-to-formulate drugs like a drug-device combination. There's certain other drugs within this category. We've now been able to surmount some of those scientific hurdles. We've invested a lot of resources in it, a lot of new policy development to lay out to generic companies how they can potentially copy these drugs. So that's created more opportunity for product competition. With EpiPen in particular, there was a product competition issue. You needed a competitor in the market. Mm-hmm. There was also a pricing issue, and the department and the secretary are doing a lot to address drug pricing to make that more competitive as well. I'm working on product competition, mm-hmm. getting more products into the market. He's been working on trying to change the way drugs get priced in the market to make that more competitive as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.